Hello, and welcome to our Married at First Sight After Show. Tonight, we have two amazing special guests, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I was like, I think he intentionally did not play the song so I could start singing.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Heather.
Yeah, Heather, you can sing it.
No, great. I'll pass.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have an awesome show lined up for you guys, and Jamie and Doug will be speaking with us in a second, so we can't wait for that. And I'm one of your hosts, Jamie Banks, and you can tweet me at @JamieBanks_, and with me...
Hi, guys. It's Heather Yared coming to you live, HYSO Fly for the Married at First Sight After Show. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
And I'm Allie Nasta, and you can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta, and that's A-L-L-Y.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to chat with Jamie and Doug, so I think we should call them in because we have so much to talk about tonight.
Yes. I'm just shocked that, you know, we're going to get the opportunity to speak with them.
Yes.
So super excited, super pumped.
We've had two amazing couples this season on our after show, and I'm so excited to talk with them.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Me too.
I can't wait to hear their scoop on, like, what they thought this episode and this season's like compared to theirs.
Mm-hmm. I think we're dialing them in.
Oh, yes.
Hello. Still coming. I'm just so excited.
Guys, there was so much love on tonight's episode. I can't even wait to get into it.
Oh. Hello, Doug. It's the girls from AfterBuzz. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Jamie.
Yay.
How are you guys?
This is Jamie and Doug, very buzzed.
Guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're super excited to have you on here. And obviously, we have a ton of questions that we want to hear and the fans have requested to hear. But we're going to start off with the huge. And so, tonight's episode, what did you guys think?
Well, first thought is obviously the hype is all about Nick and Sonia. And all thoughts from previous episodes aside, I think Nick really showed that he's trying, you know, for what maybe the first time. So I'm really excited for that.
Listen, now is what week are they at? Four or five. Like now is the time now is the time where you start to think about the end coming. And it does draw extra doubt in your mind. It does beg the question, you know, do you see this as a forever thing? Because at the end of the tunnel, it's, you know, do you want to stay married or get a divorce? At least that's how I kind of saw it was, all right, now we have this decision to make. And you have to think long term. Jamie will say till she's blue in the face that she was 50-50 on the last day, but she was 100% staying with me.
I was really
speaking of that, we were curious. You know, guys, we're seeing such similarity. We have Nick and Sonia, and the situation was, I'm not attracted. Now, Jamie, you were very honest when you guys were on, and we see you and Doug also struggle with that. What are the similarities that you are seeing that maybe make you believe that they might be staying married versus not?
I think the first thing is that...
He has to take his shirt off, first of all.
That was ending for me is when Doug took his shirt off and I paid attention. I was like, oh, he's hot. let me just open my eyes and actually see what I'm looking at here. But
what accent was that, by the way?
That was just my full accent. But no, I think the thing about them is, in him in particular, is that he's a dude, and dudes always want what they can't have. And the minute she was like, you're not treating me right, I'm out, which total props for Sonia for that, because, you know, I just think a lot of women tend to be like, oh, he doesn't think I'm attractive. Oh, this girl was like, if you don't realize how hot I am, then that's your loss. And I am like, I will worship her for that.
I totally disagree.
No, I think that
she got scared and needed her space, which, granted, it's fine.
She knows
that she's in an experiment, and you have very little time within the experiment to decide whether you're going to stay married or get a divorce. And to leave the house is counterproductive.
Yeah, but, Doug,
you face challenges, you open up, and you deal with it. The way you get stronger.
We disagree here. We're
the way you get stronger is to go through those moments. That's what defines.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's true. I think the only reason why Doug and I are so strong today is because we went through those hard times during the experiment. So it wasn't the thing that's weird about going to this experiment is that if everything is like easy peasy rainbow and butterflies during the experiment, and then afterwards, like after all the cameras are gone, that's when the hard times come. It's like, was everything fake during the experiment? Like, at least that's how I would think about it. Like, was that all fake during it, or was that real? It's strange to live that life. I mean, now we're so far out that I feel like our life is just normal and boring.
Oh, it's strange to marry a stranger.
Yeah, but no, I think that I don't know. I think ultimately Nick is a typical dude, and he wants what he can't have. And before, Sonia was so committed, and she was willing to do anything to like make this marriage work. And he, you know, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back when he flipped out on her like that. And she's just like, she's so good though. Like, I'm the kind of girl I would be like, F you, like, no way this is gonna work out.
She's a very mean spirited person.
I mean, it's so much better than me. I mean, I would be like, what a loser. He doesn't think I'm hot. Whatever. But she's like, kissing him. And you can see it in her eyes. Like, it's so interesting. I'm interested to see how, you know, how this all works, all unfolds.
Yes, yeah, totally. I totally agree with you, Jamie. I think it does make her more appealing to him. I'm curious, though, who do you guys think will actually last at the end of this process?
Derek and Heather.
Good one. That was a great one.
Yeah, so do we. So do we.
I have my money on Derek and Heather.
No, actually, I was watching with a girlfriend. Doug had a softball game, so I went to a girlfriend's house to watch tonight. And she was like, tonight during the episode, she was like, don't you think maybe you could see some rekindling? Like, maybe Heather will be like, oh, I made a quick judgment and it was wrong and I should give it a chance. And I'm like, eh, I don't know about that girl.
I think I gave her a little bit of that too.
Yeah, for a second I thought that, but then no.
Yeah, we did have our high hopes for them as well. And then all of a sudden it just kind of went from 100 to negative 100.
Exactly. There's been some rumors, guys. And we did speak, as you know, we had Courtney and Jason on last week and we got curious with them a little bit about this too. So now we want to hear you know, your all's answers and your experience. There's this rumor around that there's a stipend and that there's money and that your guys are paid to stay together. Can you talk about any of that? Because our fans would love to know if that can be a motive or not.
Well, first of all, we can definitely talk about it. Second of all,
we get $10 a day that we stay together.
I wish that was true, because you know how much money we'd have right now? We're like about to move in with my in-laws because we're broke. I'm going to write a blog about that because it's a little embarrassing, but I'm not going to talk about it anymore because it's so embarrassing. But I wish that was true because maybe
and
then
just
we could.
Revealed it to after well,
what? Yeah. Here's an exclusive. Doug and Jamie are moving in with their in-laws.
Oh, wow. Are we the first to break that?
Hey. Thank you.
Oh, it's really sad. But so I wish that was true because we would buy a home and we would have a really nice car.
I don't know, for me going through it and the first season, like, we didn't have any other season to go by. I take marriage so very seriously, and I think you have to going
so
in.
So very seriously.
And honestly, if that were the case, it's really sad for marriage, just because that shouldn't be in your mind. By the time you get into, you know, yes, you're going on a TV show. Yes, there's, you're going to get paid somewhat, but not to stay together. I mean, it's a marriage, and anybody looking to get into Married at First Sight or even thinking about it, you have to be committed for marriage, unless you just don't care about marriage and you're just looking to get on TV. I mean, that's.
But even then, you can see that doesn't even work out because you have to. I mean, you can't live with someone that you hate, right? You can't like pretend to love someone that you don't. And I think that's ultimately what you can see. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't really think that anybody on Married at First Sight. I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic, but I don't believe that anybody on Married at First Sight goes into it hoping that maybe the rumors are true that you make so much. It's reality TV. I think everybody knows now that you don't make a lot of money in reality TV.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm curious. So now saying that, right, we have to ask. So I hear what you're saying, that if you're not attracted to somebody, then you're not going to want to live with them. Well, we see that Heather jumped ship really quickly. Yeah. So do you believe that what I just said is true, that she jumped ship too quickly, or maybe that she wasn't really 100% into the commitment, like Doug, you were just saying, just in general about people? What are your all's thoughts? Do you have a side that you've chosen? Who do you think's right? Who do you think's wrong?
First of all, I love this question because I feel like, first of all, let me just start off by saying I really like Heather and Derek for different reasons. You know, that they're both very genuine, and I think they were both very serious, to be honest. I think mm-hmm. Heather... anybody who says that Heather wasn't serious is nuts, because that girl went in there. I think if they say she was quick to jump out, and maybe she should have had like an open mind, and she should have tried a little harder, or at least given the whole experiment a chance, I would 100% agree. But to say that she wasn't 100% serious, they're nuts. This girl went in there so serious, and the minute that she felt anything other than like the minute she felt anything other than absolute love for them, because he's her husband, I think she freaked out. And she was like, because that's what happened to me. Like, seriously, when you're in your wedding dress, like, imagine it. I'm in your wedding dress, walking down the aisle, saying I do to a complete stranger, and then having, like, nothing in common and being so unattractive. And, like, you know, like, it's freaky. It's really scary. And I think that that's what happened to her, that she was super serious about it, but she didn't give it a chance. Like, she didn't open her mind. She just kind of got, like, scared and closed off and was like, nope, this isn't going to work. And I think Derek is like the most hopeless romantic of a man that I've ever met, because he's just like, she can do anything, and I will still want to make this.
His ring was still on his finger, yeah. Like even this episode, his ring was still on there.
Yeah, that's like sad. Almost like, I mean, that like brought tears to my eyes. I'm like, oh, he's like, I hope he's
committed to the experiment.
Yeah, but she already like chose a divorce, and it breaks my heart.
She quit. She gave up.
Yeah, but you can't be mad at her. I mean, you can be mad at her for that, but you can't be mad at her for not having feelings.
Because if it comes out that she talked it through, had a chance to say, listen, this is what bothers me about you, either stop or it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. If she had that that conversation, and I haven't spoken with Heather or Derek about it, but if she had that conversation with them, then yes, it's justified. Other than that, she got scared, she quit. It doesn't sit right.
It is a little bizarre that they didn't, like, try at least the 6 weeks. I mean, the whole idea behind it. Yes, I know, Doug.
Right,
but
right.
The whole idea is, like, it's just an experiment. And when you go into it, like, this is the thing. It's like, don't you know you're flawed? Like, you're marrying a stranger. Yeah. Like, I knew I had some issues.
And that's one thing our fans have brought up, too. It seems that when you're interviewing her on Unfiltered, you interviewed her in a different place, or it looks like there's some editing there where they're cutting in and where you're in one area and she's in another. What's the deal there?
You may be getting the exclusive on this, too, because no one's ever asked me that. I mean, I've talked about it on Twitter. It's not a huge secret. It's very obvious that she's in a complete different setting.
Yeah.
But Heather is a flight attendant, and so I went down to Miami to host Unfiltered, a month. I don't know how long ago it was. But in any case, she was working, and obviously she's a flight attendant. It's not like she could, like, come on her, you know, dinner break.
Right.
She was, I don't know where she was. And so she wasn't there to be interviewed for that weekend. And so, yeah, she was interviewed at a whole different time in a whole different area. And, so exclusive, Heather was not interviewed.
Exciting news. Thank you.
And I'm speculating about that. Like, so you wouldn't believe the amount of tweets I get about that. I'm like, oh my, I can't answer you all individually. Like,
yes.
I wish I could put it.
Yes, oh, we yes. Go. Well, you heard it first here. Yeah. After Buzz TV Married at First Sight After Show, Heather
and. Yes, I love it. Wait, so Jamie and Doug, I have a question for you. So, obviously, seeing all the couples, who do you relate with most this season?
You know what? It's so strange because I feel like I can find characteristics. Well, definitely not Lily and Tom. Are you kidding me? They're like smitten and like in love right off the bat.
I know.
Well, I feel like you can find characteristics in, like, I feel like I kind of relate a little bit with Heather, to be honest, because when I first, you know, when Doug and I got married, I did the same exact thing as she did. It just didn't feel right. It felt so wrong. There was no chemistry. I wasn't attracted, and I shut down, and I was like, nope, this is not going to work. Like, this was a bad decision. Fortunately, I don't know what, fortunately, I was able to open my mind. And for me, it was really, I just had so much faith in the experts. And I really did know I was flawed and I wanted to help. And so I guess that's what kind of made me open my mind again. Forget that. No, but like on the wedding day is when I really closed my mind. And then that same day, I was able to kind of like, I mean, I really just wanted to run away, to be honest.
Love you.
Yeah. So I feel like I relate with Heather, and obviously Nick and Sonia, their whole storyline is like basically Doug's and mine, in the sense that I wasn't attracted to him and then I became attracted to him. And then it, like, yeah. How about you, Doug?
I don't know, there's a combination of Tom and Derek, I think.
I feel like, as an outsider looking in, Doug and Tom are so much alike. Like, straight up to the fact that they both love surfing in the ocean. And the fact that he said, this is actually really interesting to me, because, you know, Tom said to Lily recently, what did he say? He said something about, don't put me in the same category as every guy that, you know, that hurt you in the past. And I was like, oh my God, that's what Doug used to say.
That's so cute. I love you guys. You're amazing.
Yes, yes.
Well, what do you think, Jimmy, what do you think helped you, like, change? You know, see, obviously we didn't see Heather stick out the 6 weeks, so she couldn't experience what you did. What do you think is what helped you get through that closed off stage?
Well, first and foremost, my husband was so patient, and he was not pushy. I think truly that is like the most important thing, was that Doug did not push me to be a wife or to talk about being a wife or being married, or, and like when I wasn't attracted to him, he wasn't offended. He was like, you know, he realized I was just way overwhelmed and super stressed, and it was a bizarre scenario. It's very strange marrying a stranger, imagine it. Yeah, and I felt like he empathized with me and kind of like didn't like take it personally, you know. And I truly think that that's what kind of sets us apart from every single season. There's a story like Doug's and mine, and unfortunately every other season they haven't worked out. And I really think that it's 100% Doug that we worked out, was because he was just so patient, and never did he push me and have expectations for me to be a wife or, I don't know. He was just very, and we became friends first, really. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I guess I feel like that's kind of what worked for us, anyways.
Doug. So, you know, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So big now.
Yeah, no, that's amazing to hear. And I think it's just so great that you guys were both able to mesh in such a hard time for both your emotions. You know, he obviously wanted you to open up more and everything. So I think it's amazing how you really stuck it out and obviously are so in love.
Yes. Happy. Yes. And inquiring minds want to know, any updates about maybe potentially Married at First Sight the second year? Or I guess now the third. Happy 2.5 year anniversary.
So yeah, we've actually passed the 2.5 year mark. We celebrate. We used to celebrate. Actually, you know how Lily celebrated one month tonight with Tom.
Yeah,
Doug and I like made us celebrate every single month the first year.
It's so cute. That makes it for a lot of fun.
Yeah, you celebrate each month when you marry a stranger. So good props to Lily for starting that celebration right now. Yeah. And I think that's a good sign in their relationship. I don't know. I'm like weird about that, but I think that signifies that she anticipates more months together. I don't know. But
yeah. For sure. Right. For sure. So was that a yes? Maybe there's a Married at First Sight the third year or no?
I would be totally into it.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know if they'd be into filming at my parents' house.
I think that would absolutely be into that.
Yeah, they would definitely love that.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's one thing we're talking about. We're not... We do have our married life on YouTube that everyone can watch. We film a video every week, and right now it's being postponed. We just, like, re-signed our contract, but they'll come back in the fall, so you guys can see it all on YouTube.
Wonderful.
And do you want to repeat the name of it for listeners?
Yeah, it's called Nick's Advice, and you can find it under FYI's channel.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah. You can literally just Google Married at First Sight, Married Life, and they'll pop up.
By far the greatest videos ever.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. Well, I watch them. Yes, I binge watch them over and over and over, so they're amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. We are thrilled to have you on. We're appreciative that you wanted to talk with us because we obviously watch every move you guys make and we're all about it and we're all rooting for you guys to continue.
We are so happy to be on. We would love to be on more. We are huge fans of AfterBuzz TV.
Come back every week.
Yes. Seriously. Yes. Yes. And yeah, we all watched you on the Tomorrow Show, which was great. So thank you.
Oh my God. Again. I'm a huge fan. Like, after being on the Tomorrow Show, I'm such a huge fan of Kevin and Maria. I mean, they're just such good, good people.
Yes. Especially creating and making this, giving opportunities to people. So that's good. That's good. There's a lot of similarities between you guys, too, from what I from what I see and hear, at least from them. So Kevin does say hello. So.
I'll have to email him. I'm going to.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Talk to you again. Thanks
so much.
Bye.
You know what the best part of this is?
Tell us.
The fact that I'm not wearing any pants giving this interview.
I think that's another AfterBuzz exclusive. That's awesome.
We love it. We love it.
Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Good night.
That was so great.
That was amazing. They are amazing. They are amazing. They are amazing.
I love their chemistry, and he just teases her, and they're just perfect together.
They are. I'm glad they're going to come back on. We'll have them back on.
Yeah, that'd definitely. Be awesome.
Yes, I
definitely think it was interesting to hear like the comparisons to Heather, and like you know what kind of the differences of sticking it out is.
Yes.
You know?
I love that she said that she really empathized with Heather, and I wonder if Heather had stayed in the process longer, like the question you asked, Allie, would she have changed her mind like Jamie did?
Yeah, I don't think that she would have changed her mind at all.
But
I don't.
I just wish that she had given it 6 weeks so we could have at least known.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're up on the live chat, too, so we actually have the laptop with us now, so we're not all looking into space like we used to. But speaking of chemistry, of course, Tom and Lillian, tonight.
I love. And I love watching them. Well, we only see Lillian say something about love, but, you know, just love.
They're so cute, and, I mean, they're so strong together. And it's funny because I feel like the first episodes, we saw potential in them, but they've just grown so much. But I feel like that's a real relationship. That's what happens in relationships, and it's awesome to see them evolve.
Yes, it is. It is. And I was surprised to see him so concerned that she was late. I know that might sound bad, but, you know, he's working, she's working. It really seemed to get to him. But then the gift made up for it.
Yeah, I felt like I think he really was offended by that. But I think maybe he thinks that she cares more about work than him.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, I just feel like I'm a very professional woman and career focused. So I feel like it's kind of weird that he's so off put by it. But I guess he just wants to know he's important, too. But I know that he is in her life.
Yeah, I was just super excited to actually see a guy that did care like that. I was like, man, where's my... Again, Tom, call your brother. It's like, I love that he engaged in her in the conversation, let it go, didn't hold over. Mm-hmm. That is one thing that I'll probably get some crap for right now in saying this. But from what I've seen, men are better at that than women, holding on to that. He was like, okay, I'm not going to hold on to it at dinner. I'm going to let that go, and we'll take it from there. And they ended up having an amazing one-month anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the present, the gift, oh my gosh. I thought that was beautiful. And, you know, I feel like also with Lillian, she's really opening up and showing, like, I want to show you another way that I care about you. And that's exactly what she did. And we both hear them say how much they care about each other, that they're so worried of what the other one's thinking internally because they don't want to bring it up because they're both feeling so deeply.
Yes. I love the one month anniversary. It's so cute. I feel like, especially because in a relationship, usually, hopefully, you've made it much longer than a month. So that was just super cute.
Yes, but it kind of made me sad, though, because at the same time, I thought of, like, Nick and Sonia. And because remember, he did the one week.
Yeah.
He got her gifts the 1 week, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, God, that's unfortunate. But I think the gifting and the surprise, that's what keeps relationships alive.
Yeah, and I mean, even if it's something little, and like we just heard with Jamie and Doug, they celebrated their, like, every month they celebrate. And I think it's just a fun way to keep things exciting.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of his vows?
Well, I like that he remembered them or that he had time to do it.
Yeah.
And it was created that he used the core values of what they are. These are still the words that I use. Now I'm going to elaborate on it. But I did get teary-eyed when he said, this is no longer an experiment. This is a marriage.
I loved it. But I was a little bit weirded out with one thing that Lillian said. She said, no matter how long we last, whether it's a short time or a long time, that really meant a lot to me. Did you think that was weird that she said, no matter how long we last?
I feel like that's her way of kind of protecting herself by saying whether we last or not, because in her heart, she wants it to last. Mm-hmm. But she's also guarding herself from that 6-week mark when it's make or break. So I think that's why she said that, because it's kind of putting that in the air. Hey, I might not, like, you know, I don't know what you're thinking. So I think that's her way of protecting herself.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you guys brought that up, because I felt that she seemed to pull back this episode. I know she gave the gift. I know she was super excited. They were joking again about the toothpaste, but there was something about her energy. Maybe she was just GSDing, which is awesome. So that's get shit done in my world. But, you know, with her job. So she was on her game, and that's awesome. And I would never fault that. But I did see and think when he finally opened up and said, this is a marriage, she made that statement.
Yeah.
I think it was subconscious, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I think she meant well by it. It just sounded a little bit off. And what about in the car when he was talking and she wasn't listening?
I mean, I think all of us are guilty of that at one point or another. But it was funny that he was like, I'm just talking about being a geek cowboy in a rodeo. She's like, what? She still did not get it. That was, that was the epitome of, oh, there's a married couple.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, sometimes you just get in your own little world. And I mean, obviously, especially with like phones these days, I feel like sometimes that kind of distracts. I get distracted so easily these days.
But who would want to be like in a conversation about blood? Well, I'm going to go to the doctor and get my blood checked out. I'd also be like, if I'm closing a deal, I'm going to be like, good luck with that.
Yeah. That's exactly what she did.
I think we saw Sonia also closed off. Speaking of that theme, taking a step back. Obviously, Lily and Tom, no, I do not mean you were closed off at all. You were amazing and you were on point.
Yeah.
Sonia holding back.
I feel it. Oh, go ahead, Allie.
No, with Sonia holding back, I understand where she's coming from. Because obviously, it just sucks because they are in a 6-week experiment. So, or they're in this experiment together. Sorry, 8 weeks. I don't know. I said 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But they're in this experiment together. And I feel like it's harder for her to open up to realize, hey, like, I need to remember this is only a short-term period. Because I know myself, too, where when you're having emotions like that and you feel like someone's kind of almost rejected you, it's really hard to just jump back in. So I understand where she's coming from, but it just kind of is unfortunate that we only have a couple of weeks to really close this marriage and make it official.
What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's waiting for a grand gesture from him to apologize, because I feel like she thinks that he's not putting in any effort to the relationship, or at least to say sorry. And so she's just waiting for something big to happen, but she doesn't know what it is.
Yes, both of them are still not communicating.
Yeah.
Both of them are not still... Let me take that one step back. They are definitely communicating, because in their activities, which I'm sure we'll touch on in a minute, they were speaking more, they were laughing again. When it comes to what they really want, neither of them are really mentioning it.
Well, I feel like there's this wall when they talk to each other. Like, I just want to, like, come, get it out of yourself, because they just don't. They talk the surface feelings, like, oh, yeah, we should come over to the house. You should come over. It's like, no, not like, hey, I'd really like you to stay tonight. I really want to show you how I'm feeling. He just kind of is very like, oh, yeah, if you want to stay, you can. Like, yeah, no, that's not going to go anywhere.
Not at all. And my fear was that when she was in the car and Sonia was saying, my logic is saying run, something along those lines, but the hopeless romantic in me is saying, I don't remember,
stay.
It's always a fear when couples get into these moments where they make decisions based off of either ego or their heart. It's always said, like, you have to make action, take action, create and cultivate a relationship from your heart, even if you have been slammed, even if you have texted 10 times, you have to keep pushing. And I'm thinking we're seeing a little bit of ego here. We're seeing her block off and get reserved. And as much as I support her in her decision, you guys know that I was the advocate last time being like, I'm so glad she left. As Jamie said tonight, most girls would be like, oh, he doesn't like me. What can I do more to make you like me? No, she walked and I loved it. But I disagree with you guys. It's time for her to go back. It's time for her. She opened up to the experiment. She said she was going to do it, took her ring off. She should put it back on. And even if he's not saying it, she should be the one to be like, I know he's not going to say it. I'm going to move in for the experiment purposes.
Yeah, I think he should say it and express how he feels, and she should move back. Because I think there's only 2 weeks left in this process. She's got to go back to move forward, because right now they keep saying how great friends they are. But I feel like they don't have to be in love, but they have to at least like each other a little more than friends to stay married.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And I Nick should be saying, come back, come back, come back.
Yeah.
Which his friend was pushing at the end, which was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Was a genius. Rick gave the best advice. We loved your advice. We were all like, yay!
To get a six-pack of abs. Yeah. Do you one more?
Exactly. That's exactly what Nick needed to hear, because we saw him say, I shouldn't have to work in anything. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think we all jumped up and like praised Rick for
he
that.
Should
so
be on
job.
The show. He's the wisest. Guy.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I mean, now that the other guys aren't white.
Yeah.
Sorry, we went a little too far. But
so I was really surprised to see them feed the homeless. That activity was touching, and I do believe that Nick got to see the woman that he really liked and really thought was attractive in that moment. I've never seen something like that on this show or on mini shows where couples go out and actively do that.
Yeah, that was so sweet. And I think you're right. I think he really sees why he liked her, and it's coming back.
Totally.
Well, he had mentioned that, like, every time they talked about her career and about her, like, what do you think about her? He always mentioned her career and how he thought it was so honorable of her to do something like that. And he really appreciated that as her, as an individual. So I think it was so important for her to kind of, like, show that side of her, because, like we said, we haven't really seen them do much besides, like, go out to eat food and be in the house. So as an audience, I think it was great to finally see them open up in a different light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the way she looked at him when they were writing the cute messages on the bags, where she was like, I want to open up to him. And she like looked at him like biting her lip. I think she was biting her lip. I was like, oh, I remember that feeling.
Like, very cute. Yeah.
I hope they can go. He owned it in this episode, and he said, it's kind of hard to believe, though, because he's like, she's beautiful, she's really attractive, yet he's still not saying it.
And that kind of makes me annoyed, because he's going back on his word. I don't, what do you feel, Nick? What do you actually think? Do you actually think she's pretty, or do you sing that for the cameras?
Yeah.
Right.
And I hate to say that, but, you know, we saw him say that in the beginning, and now that he's opened up saying, and we've seen Nick and Sonia kind of, they lied about, you know, how
yeah.
So maybe they just are scared to tell people how they actually feel.
It's really interesting you say that, because I was thinking, if he just told her what he's telling the cameras, they would be fine, because he's totally opening up. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh, maybe he is. I don't think he's faking it,
but it's just kind of
a disconnect.
Hard?
Yeah. And I feel like it's okay that you're shy and it's hard to express your feelings, but I feel like at this point in the relationship, you should just kind of get over it and do it.
Yes,
and
honestly, you know, you have 2 weeks
left. Put everything on the table.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, why not? You have nothing left to lose at this point. The only thing, I mean, obviously, but divorce, but at this point, they're already having struggles. So just put everything on the table. Show all of your emotions. Figure it out.
Yes.
You both wanted this, and they both talked about how much they wanted in the beginning, and we saw them give so much on the honeymoon, and obviously that was a honeymoon shows different sides of people, because it's like all fun and adventurous, but I just feel like they're just kind of getting closed off and they're not really being themselves.
Whether people think the experts did good or not this season, I truly believe that however Nick and Sonia turn out, they should have ended up together. I do believe it was a very strong pair.
And they look so strong for the first, like, 2-3 weeks, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember we were Team Sonic all the way. Yeah. I thought they were so adorable. Their banter was so cute. But then something went wrong. And maybe something behind the camera. I mean, obviously, the whole, I don't think she's attractive. But I just feel like we went from him saying he thought she was attractive and he really cared about her to that. So I don't know what got him to that point of really not liking her.
I think it was the alcohol. I think he had a lot of alcohol, and I think something went bad when they had sex, where they had an awkward moment, because they're already awkward when they're having basic conversations on the couch. I mean, I'm just saying. So I'm sure someone got nervous or something happened when they were having sex, which caused that to kind of rise, and then it went from there. But I definitely believe that what we see Tom and Lillian doing, and we hear them kind of say this when they're bowling with their friends, and how they're both saying the exact same thing, just like you two are saying, they're talking, they're owning it, they're calling each other out.
Yeah, and with Tom and Lillian, you can tell that they both are really happy, they both want it to work out. They're scared, because obviously you don't want to be rejected, but they both are on the same page, versus Sonia and Nick, they want it to work out, but they're, it's just, I don't know.
So unsure.
Yeah, yeah. I was shocked, though, when Lillian was telling her friend what was happening, and then she said, I love him.
Yes!
That was awesome.
It was amazing to hear that.
Yes! And Tom, they were basically saying the exact same thing.
And they're like, they both were saying how I feel like I've known them for so long, mm-hmm. and I feel like we've seen that, and I feel like I've known them forever just yes. because their love has been mm-hmm. so natural and so easy. It's just come so easy to them. Obviously, they've had their problems, like Lillian had mentioned in this episode. But I just think that they're really going to go, like, it's going to be great.
Yeah, because there's only two more weeks left, so I can't see anything bad happening in yeah, the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I think they're going to be married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you guys see that when they were cutting to her in her real estate in the apartment, does that look familiar to anybody else? I swear that was the clip from episode one. I will remember that neon yellow.
I think they kind of do reuse some clips, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes! I was like, I know that neon yellow tank top, because I love color, and I was like, I believe this is from, like, the first episode, but yeah. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to see if you yeah. guys noticed that. But I'm glad that we saw the activities, the surfing. I don't understand how these women are just killing it in surfing. Heather, in the beginning, she did an amazing job. Lillian did an amazing job. I couldn't lift myself. I literally think I'd be like, no way.
Have you ever been at least paddleboarding?
No.
Really?
I don't ever get to do anything fun. I work too much. I'm like, everyone's like, you know this? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then
If you're on vacation, you've never done like a surfing excursion or something?
I haven't either. We need to go surfing.
Yeah, I know, Jamie.
Next episode.
Yes, never.
We're going to come back with some clips and we'll be all surfing.
But look, I mean, again, Lillian embraces, Tom loves this. You know, we always see him surfing. She's like, I was afraid that I was going to bust my butt and... She didn't say break a bone, but she was afraid she was going to get hurt. She still embraced it. They're really opening up to each other.
And I love that he wanted to show her that it's about fun, too, and not just work. And I think he accomplished that.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm curious if he's finally, or if he is going to say anything to her. That might be one thing we'll see. I guess I'll save it for predictions.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was going to say, you know, I'll have something that...
Yeah. So back to Nick and Sonia. What did you think of their conversation in the car when basically they addressed the issues?
Do you call that addressing? Because I don't. I call it masking and sugarcoating again.
Bouncing around.
Yes, rainbows and lollipops. Okay, she did very straightforward say, I don't think that I'm the one that you hurt, yet you're asking me to do something. He then leveraged, this is an experiment. So I didn't like that. It's like he didn't want to say it. She's like, you're the one that hurt me. It's an experiment. You shouldn't be taking your ring off. You shouldn't be doing this. That's a cop out. That's a way to not... say, come back.
I mean, we've seen Nick so far, and he seems to be a great guy, but I think something that he also does is he's not, like we said, I mentioned this last episode, he's not realizing, he's not taking himself out of the situation and putting himself in Sonia's shoes.
Empathy.
How does she feel?
Oh, empathy. And, they mentioned that on Unfiltered, that he was like, I have to learn how to practice empathy.
Yeah, because he's really just thinking about his own emotions and how he feels, and he's like, well, she's not back in the house, and it's like, well, why? Try to figure that out a little bit, and then maybe you can understand how she's feeling, and then you can put yourself aside for a second.
Yeah.
I think that's something he clearly does struggle with it, but we see that a lot.
And I think in that car conversation, he said, oh, I thought we moved past it, but clearly you haven't moved past it because she hasn't moved back in.
Exactly. And then even at the end of their Cinco de Mayo, was it? Cinco de Mayo celebration, she's hinting. It's like pulling teeth. She's like, so I don't think I'm going to drive home. I was like, Nick,
I thought that whole conversation was just awkward because there was cameras. But you think it would have been awkward without cameras?
I think it would not have been awkward without them. I don't think it was awkward. I think that was just them. But this is what pissed me off. You look at his facial expression when she's like, I don't think I'm going to drive home. He goes...
So, I feel like she was like... She wanted him to say, why don't you stay the night?
Yeah, but he just did this. He was just like... Like, no, say, great, don't drive home, babe. I don't want you to crash while you're drunk.
What Rick was saying, like, be like, come on, baby. Like, no, this is not how it's going to be. But we clearly aren't seeing Nick do any of that. And it's just like, it literally is pulling teeth to get them both to kind of, get the words, what they're trying to say out.
Yeah. This is, now it's almost to me like baffling. Yeah. I'm just super confused.
Yeah.
She's such an in-tune person. I don't know if it's the editing that we're seeing or what I would believe. She also did say this. I came on here. I wanted to be committed. I wanted to have this. I do believe that she tried to the best of her ability, taking into consideration how her emotions were so into it that she didn't want to lose it, which I think blocked her communication a little bit. But even at the end of this party, she's hinting again. Yes. What should we do? What should we do? How did this go? And he's just not taking the bait.
Wait, can we talk about the little kid?
Oh, my God.
He was like, no one's talking. It's silent.
That was awesome.
What's the next chapter? Funny.
But, yeah, it was a good point. It was kind of like, what's the next chapter? It would be nice if maybe Nick said, oh, I'd really love it if she came back, or I hope it works out with us.
Yeah, we all jumped up because we were all thinking it. And that's what I feel like whenever we're in a situation watching Nick and Sonia talk, we're all thinking these, like, so many things in our head that we want them to say, but they never do.
Totally, totally. It's a five-year-old. Nobody's saying anything. Yeah. Like, ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Like, oh, yeah. This is true. There's no communication being had.
So I think that would have happened on or off the camera.
Yeah.
That just would have been awkward, period.
Yeah, like, maybe. So we haven't talked about Heather and Derek much. What did you think of their interaction?
Heather saying that she thinks maybe she should have second-guessed it. Lies. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I think her answer to, what did you learn? I learned that I trust myself. I learned that I trust myself. That's good. I was like, what? That's barely any reflection of where did you grow. I will give it to your last time, the episode before, she said, I need to communicate better. But in this, very much like, I trust myself. Okay.
Well, we did say last time we saw a lot of growth, and I truly believe that maybe she did grow from this. But I think at the same time, it's really hard to watch them together because I just don't think she was really, I don't know, I hate saying this, but I don't know if she was as committed to it. But like Jamie said earlier, you know, I think she was just scared and she blocked herself off from feeling this way. Because when she did see Derek for the first time, I feel like her face lit up.
Yeah, her face did.
I thought for a second, I was crossing my fingers that they would get back together.
Oh, for no! Would be torture!
But it was a short second and I realized it was not going to happen.
Yeah.
But although I think Derek really was hoping that they would at least give it another shot.
He totally felt some type of way. We see that when, are you guys, whatever Rachel says about a divorce, and she immediately goes, no, you know, she puts her foot down, and he's like, then what are you waiting for? I'm ready. Like, then why haven't you signed the papers yet? And then he says it, and then he looks to the side. He was really hurt.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great, which I'm surprised. Well, no, I'm not surprised, because Rachel wasn't there every day. But Rachel goes, man, the tension is in here. And he goes, nope. That's how it is with us. And she was like, really? And they both nodded their head. Like, this is what it's like between us. Yeah. That is some heavy karmic ties right there. Without words, they're just automatically not connecting. That's a block. Again, I will stick to that. I wasn't surprised, but I don't think that... I'm just really tired of Heather saying the same thing. You know, Derek, he's a nice guy. He's not a bad guy.
Part of that is for the cameras, maybe.
Well, no, and we all know that. And I think that's just kind of her way of being like, I think maybe she might be as confused as we are. Like, I don't know why it didn't work. I don't know why I felt those ways. Like, I don't know why I felt those feelings. It's something she can really explain. So that's why I think that's all she can say is, he's a nice guy. I wish it could have worked, but it didn't.
Yeah. I mean, we get it already, though. Like,
yeah.
I think the editing, they just keep editing it
back. Yeah, that's true. We're like seeing the same thing getting replayed and replayed.
Yeah.
So.
I will say this. I've never really, after hearing both of the couples that made it from season one and then really watching closely, I do see where Derek does get upset quickly.
Yeah, versus Doug.
Yes. When Jamie said that, it really did click because Doug, I mean, Jamie was very raw in season one. And we saw that even in the first year, Married at First Sight the first year. Doug was patient. Doug was committed. That's a direct reflection, I think, of his upbringing as well. I always think that. But Derek, quick to... It hurt.
He did say some fighting words.
But I don't fault him for it. But versus Doug, I do see.
Tonight when he said, what are you waiting for? I was like, oh, there's maybe what we didn't get. Maybe what we didn't get to see.
Yeah, and I mean, she did probably need someone that was a little bit more patient, that could understand where she's coming from and open her up. You know, like, let's sit down, let's talk about this. Hey, let's have a glass of wine and we can chat about what you're feeling and how we can. And he clearly would I think he maybe let his emotions maybe get too much of him as
well. So it was interesting when she was talking about Doug was saying that they were one of the first couples, obviously because it was season one, and that there weren't any before them to fail or succeed. Mm-hmm. Is it interesting interesting that two of the only two succeeding actual successful couples were in season one, and then season two and season three failed.
I think that's because people noticed that they got attention and they wanted to be celebrities. I don't believe people came on for the right reasons.
A subconscious thing, you think?
Yeah, and I'm not saying all and every single one of them, but my intuition from remembering certain individuals, the men, to be honest, more so the men, mm-hmm. I recognize this look in their eyes. I can, you know, you can read a lot in someone's eyes, and I notice just different looks, not awe. I think Neil was 100% in it. I believe David was in it. Ryan, not so much. Different people from different seasons. I'm not surprised. I think the first time around, it was very much something taken seriously. I know that they don't call anybody and say, hey, this is Married at First Sight. It's pitched as a love experiment.
Yeah.
And that is what gets people engaged.
Yeah, and especially the first season, you would have no idea if it was going to work. And you would really be like, I'm just in it for marriage. And you didn't know it would be a big, you know, phenomenon on TV.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think bringing Pastor Cal on this season was a very good move, though. He's saying some heavy-hitting, amazing stuff like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, with Sonia, this is the one that he's talking about. I think they're perfect for each other, mm-hmm. but she's missing out on love. And I see her fighting that, too. I really mm-hmm. do believe she, out of everybody on this, I think they all really wanted it. I will say that. She really, really, really was ready. And I commend her for that. And I hope, as much as I hope she moves back in.
Yeah, I wish the coaches would just force her to and just say, this is a love exercise. This is for your own good. You need to move back in.
I'm surprised that they haven't.
And Nick, you need to go buy her roses and pretend like it was your idea.
Yeah, where are the coaches? Honestly, coaches, where is that? Again, like, why aren't you on the phone saying, do this? I get coaching is purposeful inquiry and we're not supposed to lead, but sometimes you need to lead people.
At this point, you need to lead them.
Well, that's just like a friend. Yes. Your friend's going to tell you, hey, you need to go bring her flowers. Just like Rick was saying, like, you need to tell her why you want her back. Like, you need to express those feelings. But I feel like, no, everybody's just like hands off.
Yeah, that's really hands on when it comes to being like, oh, you know, like, don't drink. Like, when he's drinking and saying you have to be. But hands off when you openly know that one of the participants has moved out and taken her ring off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not a good look on. I don't know if they weren't in the same area or what, but great point.
Well, they have crew in the house, so they know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I guess they probably just want to not interfere because they say it's an experiment, not a produced reality show. So maybe they're just like, we're just watching it happen. But the coaches should say, this is an experiment that we put you in and we want you to succeed.
Because they did do that with Heather and Derek. Like, they tried to get her not to move out, but they let her. I bet that's probably part of the reason why, too. Because if Heather got to go home, why didn't someone else get to go home?
That's true. But I also feel like maybe that should have been talked about in one of their exercises, you know? Like, maybe it should have been like, what do you want him to do to make you come back? Like, why hasn't this been talked about? Because we obviously talked. Well, I guess we kind of did last episode.
I think she doesn't know, though. Because she said that she's looking for something and doesn't know what. But I think just any effort would be what she's looking for.
Yeah. Well, again, with Tom and Lillian at the end, I love that they showed us and we got to hear what they were afraid of. Tom is still stuck on Lillian, maybe not thinking he's good enough. Again, that financial thing that we hear, that was surprising.
Yeah, and we heard them both say, I'm just nervous if the other one really wants to be with me at the end.
Yeah.
But they're going to work out.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally.
Let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
Oh, yes. The good old predictions.
And now, I'm excited to hear yours. Do you want to go first this time?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. So my predictions this time around, I believe that we are going to see Tom get confrontational in a productive way with Lillian about work and paying attention.
Okay.
I believe Sonia will move back in before the end.
I think you pretty much summed it up. That's what I was thinking too. Especially the Sonia and Nick thing. I think we're going to see them put more effort in this episode or next episode.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like, exactly what you said about Tom and Lillian.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. And I think especially because there's only 2 weeks left, I'm hoping that Nick and Sonia see there's not much time left, that they got to just go for it and just say, we're going to try, because what do they have to lose?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, too sure.
Yeah, everything needs to be out on the table at this point.
Well, you guys should definitely let us know your predictions in the comments below and be sure to tweet us as well. We love it when you comment on YouTube and iTunes. It's so great to hear your thoughts. And you can tweet me at @JamieBanks_. And I also just started my YouTube channel. It'd be awesome if you could check it out. And what about you guys?
You can find me at Heather Yared on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Allie Nasta. And you can find me on Twitter @AllieNasta.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.